For the first time ever, Rhode Island is hosting a Navy Week celebration going on now through this Sunday, May 31st. And to talk about that and the Navy in Rhode Island, we welcome to Rhode Island Public Radio Captain Dennis Boyer, commanding officer at Naval Station Newport. Welcome, Captain Boyer.
Thank you. Thank you very much for offering me the chance here to talk about all the week's events.
Well, why don't we start with that then? This is Rhode Island's first time to host it, I believe.
This is it for Rhode Island, right? This is it. If the weather supports, we're going to kick it off with watching the Navy parachute team, the Leapfrogs, arrive on the grounds of the State House, beginning at about 1500. And then we'll proceed on with a celebration as we open up the week's festivities.
What else do we have to look forward to?
We'll have numerous events. We have the benefit of having Pacific Fleet's Deputy Commander, Admiral Guerrier, will be in town. And he's a University of Rhode Island graduate. He's happy to be back to the East Coast and to the Ocean State. And he'll be doing things from supporting that event at the State House to throwing out the first pitch at the Paw Sox game that night.
Now, you are not from Rhode Island. You're from the Midwest?
That's correct. I'm originally from Missouri, but after nearly 32 years in the Navy, I'm from the United States now. But I never miss an opportunity to say that I had the opportunity to live in Newport for about 5 years between 2005 and 10, and it became my very favorite place to live. So my wife and I were very excited to come back to Newport.
What kind of turnout do you expect for Navy Week? Do you have any idea how many people are going to show up?
No, and the events vary. So I imagine the State House, you know, weather permitting, there'll be a pretty significant crowd as Governor Raimondo helps me and kick off the week's events.
Well, I think it's fitting that the Navy started this Memorial Day yesterday involved with the parade in East Greenwich, because that town claims, I guess with some validity, to be the birthplace of the U.S. Navy. Does the Navy have a position officially on whether that's true or not?
I don't know if the Navy does, but if they did, I would refer that question to my public affairs officer.
Well, Rhode Island and the Navy have been partners, you could say, since the Revolution, anyway. Some Rhode Islanders, of course, remember the shock of the base closing in 1974, and I have run into people who think that that ended the relationship, but the Navy never left.
Oh, that's exactly true. In fact, as you pointed out, back to the Revolutionary War days, but formally in 1869, the Navy was established at Goat Island with a torpedo testing facility. And then my base was established in 1883, the War College in 1884. So we've had a sustained presence since then. And the base, although the ships have primarily left, the base does a lot of the Navy's man, train, and equip for the fleet. Almost every officer will come through Newport, Rhode Island at some point to attend a school. And then, of course, with the Navy's professional engineers over at the Navy Undersea Warfare Center, they're developing a lot of the key technology that makes our Navy combat systems better. And I'm happy to say that although the base realignment and closure process in 2005 caused a bit of a scare, the Navy actually grew in Newport. We brought the Navy Supply School up from Athens, Georgia, and that's the newest tenant command on the base.
Well, good luck coming up this afternoon at the celebration, the kickoff celebration of Navy Week here in Rhode Island.
Thank you very much, and I'm excited for it.